apologies for the delay, but the chair was still conducting some informal consultations and internal coordination, all with the purpose of making progress on the broader indicative agenda. As I indicated yesterday already, today I would like to continue our discussion with regard to elements. The elements we sent around on the 26th of July, and then in particular now the elements with regard to prohibitions and restrictions. It's written down in the indicative timetable as application of IHL, including possible measures needed to ensure compliance with IHL and the identification of any additional rules required. This section includes text elements concerning specific prohibitions and regulations. During our first session in March, as well as during the informal intersessional consultations, I noted strong support for further developing an approach based on prohibitions and regulations. While there still appears to be some divergence regarding the form these text elements should take, my priority is to focus on refining the substance of these potential prohibitions and regulations as they pertain to laws. This text builds on previously agreed language and principles and tries to build upon these principles. I've tried to do this, for instance, by formulating the very limits of which weapon systems can be used on the IHL in the form of prohibitions, and by taking the general concept of necessary limits under IHL and translating this into more concrete limits to regulate the development and use of autonomous weapon systems. I think we can put up the text. And the proposed elements we have circulated read as follows. Laws that cannot be used in compliance with IHL, including the principles and rules of distinction, precautions, and proportionality, are prohibited. It is prohibited in all circumstances to use laws which are designed or of a nature to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, or which are inherently indiscriminate. It's prohibited in all circumstances to make the civilian population as such, individual civilians or civilian objects, the object of attack by laws. Laws must not be deployed or used if their effects in attacks cannot be anticipated and controlled, as required by international humanitarian law in the circumstances of their use. Laws that operate without appropriate control or human judgment are prohibited. To ensure that laws can be used in compliance with IHL, their effects must be adequately predictable, reliable, traceable, and explainable. For this purpose, states must ensure that laws operate with appropriate control and human judgment across the entire life cycle of the weapon systems. Limit the types of targets that a system can engage. Limit the duration, geographical scope, and scale of the operation of laws, including for ensuring that laws can be deactivated by a human operator after activation and or that they incorporate self-destruct, self-deactivation, or self-neutralization mechanism. Limit the number of engagements that laws can undertake. Ensure that laws' mission parameters cannot be modified by the system without appropriate control and human judgment. Ensure appropriate training and instructions for human operators of laws. Let me repeat again that this is all without prejudice to a possible instrument or further measures. This is addressed to text elements. So some of the verbs used would perhaps suggest something, but be aware the disclaimer counts for all the text that we are discussing. Having said that, I would like to open the floor for delegations, for their comments, remarks, suggestions. And I'm looking at a list if we have already any plaques up. This is at the very end. Yeah. Everyone is still in the honor mode.